Hey everyone, welcome back to Dad's Bedtime Stories, the podcast where I make up stories and you listen to them and hopefully fall asleep. You can share your own ideas with me either by filling out the Google form, which should be in the description below, or going to SpeakPipe and leaving me a message that can be played on the podcast, just like this one.
Okay, my name is August, and I want a planet that's entirely made of glass, but Rex comes and tries to burn the planet down and shoot missiles at it, and that's the end.
That's a great suggestion, August. Now, the only issue I guess I have with it is that, I just gave Rex his own planet, and he made up with the main character, so I'm gonna have to think up a way that this can all happen just as you want. If you like the podcast, don't forget the best ways to support us are to rate and review it. The written reviews make a much bigger difference than anything else. Or, if you're willing to donate a little money to the podcast to keep it going, you can join me on Patreon. There's bonus episodes there, I post some extra stuff, that sort of thing. That being said, time to close your eyes, get as comfy as you can in those beds, and imagine yourself doing what the kid in the story does. You wake up on spaceship.
Good morning, spaceship.
You yawn. Good morning, spaceship responds. What do you have cooked up for today? You ask. I have found a new and exciting planet. Oh, cool, you say. What is it? This new planet seems to be made entirely out of glass. It looks really cool. See? Spaceship suggests. You walk out of your bedroom and head across to the other side of the ship, where you find a large window. As you look out the window, you see that you're flying above a beautiful and crystal-like planet. The planet seems to gleam in the sunshine, and it looks like a giant spherical jewel of some kind. Made entirely out of glass. That's wild. Let's go check it out. Understood, spaceship says. Spaceship flies down through the atmosphere and begins searching for a place to land. Spaceship, you say, I think I want a closer view of this one. You press the button on your watch, causing your space armor to fold out around your entire body. Then you open up the back hatch of the spaceship. Still hovering in midair above the beautiful glass planet, you activate your thrusters by just thinking about it, and you float up in the air and out the back of the ship. The planet's surface is like a mosaic of glass, spanning every conceivable color. There are huge plains of smooth, clear glass that stretch to the horizon. They resemble frozen lakes, and they seem to capture the reflection of the sky above, creating a seamless bond between the heaven and the earth. The plains and fields are dotted by rivers, not of water, but of molten glass. It flows like slow, mesmerizing streams that glitter brilliantly under the sun. As you continue to fly over the surface, you see mountains in the distance. They seem to be shaped like prisms and break the light into dazzling rainbows that dance across the land. The valleys between them are filled with forests of glass trees. The leaves, each made of an individual piece of glass, blow in the wind and create mesmerizing music. As you fly even closer, some cities start to come into view. There must actually be glass people or something like that here. All of the buildings seem to be built in harmony with the landscape. huge, towering buildings made of, well, glass, that bend and curve upward, each one a different color, each one catching the light in a unique way, creating different patterns, different colors, all throughout the city. You fly amongst the glass buildings, and you look down on the inhabitants below. Little glass creatures. You decide to go into invisibility mode and take a bit of a closer look. You press the button on your watch, causing your arms and legs to just disappear from view, showing you that you've become entirely invisible. You gently and quietly hover down over the city, getting a closer look at some of the people, or aliens, or beings, or whatever you want to call them. Their forms are elegant and fluid. As they move, their feet make little clinking noises on the ground, like glass brushing against glass. The people seem to be made of some sort of living crystal. They reflect and change the light with their different bodies, and each one casts a certain pattern of light on the ground beside them instead of a shadow. It's very strange, kind of like the opposite of a shadow. Spaceship, you ask, can you do something similar with my armor, making me look like one of those crystal creatures? Yes, Spaceship suggests. Uploading program now. You look down at your wrist, and you see an alert that says, New program acquired. The program opens up and you see a picture of your suit, or something like your suit, but made entirely out of translucent crystals. You press the button activating this mode, and your spacesuit begins to sort of fall apart and then reform itself around you. When it's finished, you find yourself completely visible again, though you now look like you're made out of crystal, just like the other creatures on this planet. You land in an alleyway between two huge crystal glass buildings. You walk out onto the street, and you begin trying to blend in with the other people on this glass planet. It feels kind of strange walking on the glass surface with your glass legs. But after a while, the music starts to feel kind of nice, kind of soothing. Each person taking a step creates part of a pattern that just sounds kind of beautiful, almost like wind chimes. You watch as the glass people interact with each other, going about their daily business. There's stands with little glass merchants selling little glass magazines. You see people buying food that also seems to be made out of glass, some sort of edible glass, you assume. You see artisans painting pictures and melting glass into huge statues. The whole thing is absolutely beautiful, much like Earth, but, you know, with glass. Mesmerized by the surroundings, you don't really notice where you're going for a second. You trip over one of the glass curves, and you fly into the side of a building, smashing the window into thousands and thousands of pieces. All of the people in the area gather around you, looking down at the person who has just broken a beautiful and gigantic window. Are you okay? One of the voices says. I am. You get up and brush the extra glass off of yourself. Wow, you better watch where you're going, the person says. Sorry, you respond. Is this your building? Yes, it is, Thanks for breaking the window, the person says to you. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to. Can I pay for it or something like that? Pay for it? Now, don't worry about it. Watch this. You watch as the shopkeeper gathers up all of the different pieces of glass. The shopkeeper then waves his arm over top of the glass in a circular motion. As he does, you watch the glass start to, well, start to get hot and to melt into something that looks like lava. Then, seemingly as if controlling the glass with his mind, he stretches it out, left, right, up and down, and reshapes it back into the form of a window. He lifts the window up, places it back where the other window was before, and clicks it into place. You watch as the seam around the outside of the glass begins to melt and weld itself back onto the building. These people aren't just glass people. They're some sort of glass benders or something like that. People capable of moving and shaping glass with their minds. It's incredible. And it's a power you really want to try yourself. Spaceship, you say. Scan their DNA. I want to see what it feels like to bend glass. Understood, Spaceship responds. A little light shines out of your wrist for a second. What was that? The shopkeeper asks. Oh, nothing, you respond. Scan complete, Spaceship's voice says. Thanks for fixing the glass. I'm just gonna go, over here, you say, as you sort of awkwardly walk away from the man into another alleyway between two other big glass buildings. When you get into the alleyway, you press the button, causing your spacesuit, which is currently shaped to look like glass armor, to fold back into itself. You've decided that you don't want to just look like one of these glass creatures. You want to be one of these glass creatures, at least for a little while. You flip through options on your watch again until you come across the Transmorphizer button. The button that allows you to transform into almost anything your watch can scan. You find the picture of the crystal person and you press the button to activate it. Your body suddenly has a chill that goes up your spine and out both your arms and legs. And then your body starts to feel, well, less solid, for lack of a better word. You focus on the image of the crystal person, and your body begins to shape itself into the image. When it's complete, you solidify again. You look down at your hands and your feet. They look much like they did in your armor, but this time you feel differently as well. You run back out the alleyway and into the shop where you broke the window. Hello? Can I help you? The shopkeeper asks. Yeah. Well, you see, I'm not from around these parts, and, I hear you can glass bend, you say. Glass bend? You mean I can sculpt the glass? Yeah, I'm a great sculptor. Why do you ask? The man says. Well, I want to learn from you. Can you teach me how to sculpt the glass? Oh, of course I can. Come on over here into the glass dojo. The man leads you back into another room. This room has a whole bunch of huge pillars of glass, standing a little apart from each other. All right, the man says. The first step in sculpting glass is feeling the glass. Now, We crystal creatures are made out of glass ourselves. So, the trick is to connect with the glass that's not in your body, the stuff that's outside you. Once you do that, your mind can do the rest. Watch me, he says. He goes up to one of the pillars. He puts his hand on either side of it and seems to just relax. As soon as he does, the glass starts to get brighter and brighter and brighter until it's a molten red color. Then, with absolute ease, the man starts to change the form of the glass, sculpting it into statues and all other sorts of shapes and sizes. It's amazing. Now you give it a try. Okay, you decide. You walk up to one of the other pillars. You put your hands on either side, and you start to focus on feeling the glass. A strange part of you does feel something just in front of you. You focus on that feeling, and you allow your thoughts to transfer into the glass itself. Your hands start to tingle as you feel the connection to the glass, and you begin thinking about the glass warming up, becoming red hot, just like the shopkeeper's glass was able to do. As you focus on this idea, you feel the heat start to emit in front of you. You open your eyes and you see that the glass has become red hot. Soon, you feel that you can move it by just sort of moving your hands and your mind at the same time. You start to change the shape of the glass, first making it melt down and become flat, then folding the sides up into a cup, then forming it back together and allowing it to reform into the pillar it started as. As you let go of your focus and concentration, dropping your hands down to your side, the glass begins to cool, and you have a huge clump of non-molten glass left there, sitting right in front of you. "Thanks for teaching me that," you say. "That is the neatest thing I've ever seen." "Yeah, no problem. Thanks for coming. It's sort of strange, but good to meet you too," the man says. You wave goodbye and leave the shop. As soon as you get outside, you hear something strange coming from overhead. As you look up, you see a whole bunch of things that look suspiciously like rockets. Rockets shaped like T-Rex's heads. What is going on here? I thought Rex and I were in a good place now. You look down at your crystal arm. It still has your normal watch on top of it. You flip through the different screens until you come to your phone app, the application that lets you call different people. You go through your contacts and you select the picture of Rex. The phone rings a couple times until a picture of Rex appears on it. "Hi, what do you want?" "Rex, I thought we had a deal. I gave you your own planet and you'd stop attacking me and that sort of thing." "We did have a deal," Rex says. "I'm still here on my Earth. What's happening?" "Look," you say, pointing your watch up at the giant T-Rex-shaped rockets flying overhead. "Oh, no," Rex says. "I forgot to mention that, you know how I always show up at the planets you get to?" Yeah? "Well, there's a reason for that. You see, not too long ago, I cloned myself into, well, about 10 Rexes. Rex admits. And I spread them all over the galaxy with the specific intent to clone themselves as well, and find you wherever you go. You did what? Well, can you call off the clones? Well, you see, that's the thing. I program them to be kind of one-minded about this sort of thing, and, well, no, I can't stop them. But good luck, Rex says and hangs up on you. So Rex clones are all throughout the universe, causing havoc wherever I go? I thought things with Rex were over. Either way, seems to be time to take care of this sort of thing. Spaceship, track those rockets and destroy or deflect as many of them as you can. Understood, Spaceship says. You see Spaceship fly overhead, heading up towards the rocket. It begins shooting lasers to destroy as many of the rockets as it can. As he destroys them, the glass people start to notice. They look up at the sky, and they see the rockets, and they see Spaceship trying to destroy them, but they also see that there's too many of them altogether. Oh no, what do we do? One man asks. All of the people in the city begin to panic. They run left and right. They hug their loved ones, looking up at the rockets. You decide it might be a good idea to try to calm these people down. You whistle as loudly as you can, getting everyone in the area's attention. Listen to me, you say. You guys are all glassbenders. All we have to do is hit a few of those rockets with glass and they'll easily explode. I think if we work together, we can easily do this. The crowd looks at you, dumbfounded for a moment, until someone in the back suddenly cheers.
He's right, we can do this, the man says.
Yeah, I think that's correct,
another responds. Soon, everyone's cheering. They begin looking up at the crafts above them. Then, they form themselves into huge groups of people, each one spreading out to a different area of the city. You watch as the glass people work together to reform the glass from the ground into devices that look like huge catapults or trebuchets. They form huge glass balls and place them in the top of the catapults. And then, the people begin firing the huge glass balls into the sky. As other citizens learn what's going on, more and more trebuchets are created, and more glass balls are shot into the sky. As you look up, you see Spaceship destroying most of the rockets, but you start to see glass balls hitting other ones, making them explode in midair. Soon, the whole sky looks like it's filled with fireworks of all different shapes, sizes, and colors. When the last of the rockets is destroyed, you notice one of Rex's ships in the distance. It must be one of his clones' ships. The ship suddenly disappears through the atmosphere and out into space once again. Well, I guess we can look forward to a lot more of that, you say, realizing that Rex may be settled on an alternate Earth, but he will still be causing you some problems. As the glass people cheer at their victory over the rockets, you slowly back away into an alleyway. As soon as you get there, you press the button on your watch, causing your body to transform back into its normal shape. Then, you don your space armor once again. You think about flying, and you begin to glide in the middle of the two buildings. You fly straight up while all of the citizens are distracted by their cheering and celebrating. You fly high above the glass planet once again. looking at its amazing scenes. The glass forests, the mountains, the lakes and rivers of molten glass flowing from one place to another. And as you disappear into the atmosphere to meet Spaceship, you look down at the beautiful scene one more time. Spaceship arrives beside you and opens up the back hatch. You fly inside, deactivate your spacesuit, and head directly for the couch as Spaceship leaves the atmosphere and flies out into space in search of another planet to explore. You lay your head back down on the couch and you pull your blanket over top of yourself. Spaceship automatically dims the lights and your body starts to become full of feelings of relaxation. With each breath, your arms and legs sink down deeper and deeper into the couch, and your mind begins to drift away to thoughts of new dreams and new adventures to come. Good night, everyone.